I swear, I'm going to end up with this man flu, and...
We shouldn't have kissed.
It's always kissing. Should we start recording?
Yeah, we have.
Sick!
What's happening, everybody, and welcome back to Streamcast, a show on the internet. Watch the latest and greatest stuff on streaming services with you guys. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro, the inverted gamer himself, Sheps. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I just realized that I haven't worn my R merch for whole week's worth of stuff. Or
terrible.
I'm not going to do a costume change and break the immersion.
Terrible. You know what? While I was doing the intro, I closed my eyes for a second and I could fall
they
asleep.
They very nearly didn't open. They are glassy.
Just so you know, I'm very ill, and we just recorded like a 3-hour podcast anyway. It's getting to me, but...
We're in a room. It's a heat wave. It's like 35 degrees here in London.
Oh,
35
yeah, fucking hell.
We do have the AC on, and it's probably still 30 in here.
Yeah, it's not... It's a losing battle.
It's not... I wouldn't say we're in comfort, but we're definitely in that temperature where I feel like I could also nap, and I don't sleep very well, so it's...
But guys, today we're going to be talking about episode 5 of Kenobi.
That's right.
Arguably one of the best episodes they've had so far.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because it's the penultimate episode. The next episode is the last one.
It really is. I'm in a mix of emotions with this whole show because the early stuff with Leia retcons so much stuff, makes A New Hope work.
Yeah.
Then the next scene with Reva, where she's interrogating her, ruins it.
Mm.
And then now in this one, they retconned, like, how did she know he was Anakin?
It was quite touching as well. I was like, oh, I like this
right.
kind of
it was story. It was good. And, I mean, look, obviously we called it from episode 1. Of course she's a youngling, right?
Yeah.
But at least that explains how she knew he was Anakin.
Yeah.
Right? Because she heard him called Vader, but knew him as Anakin. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. It makes sense. And obviously, we got to see Vader.
And that scene, whoo!
Buckets!
The amount of jizz. My girlfriend was in the shower, and I usually watch it when she's... Because she's not big into Star Wars,
right.
Even though I made her watch all of the Star Wars when we did Movie Club.
Of course.
And I was like, do you want to watch Kenobi and whatnot? She's like, you already watched episode 1 and 2. I'm not going to join in now. And I was like, all right, no problem. She went and had a shower. She must have came back right at that Darth Vader scene. And I was like, oh, he's got the ship. Oh, and she's like, I guess you're liking Kenobi then. I'm like, this bit is the best bit we've seen yet.
It was sick.
So good.
And also, I literally said in the previous episode about, like, which still doesn't make sense, why he couldn't, like, pull the droid carrying Kenobi or something. Like, okay, we get it. It's only episode 3
yeah.
or 4, whatever it was. But I'm like, I said, this is a guy that can pull a Star Destroyer out of the sky.
Yeah.
So why can't we do this? So there's still some bad writing.
There's still some issues, some plot holes, some choosing to just be ignorant yeah. on certain areas. There's some issues there. But at least it's a bit more fun on the eyes.
Yeah.
What I will say is just the nagging part behind me is that they could have gone so much deeper.
They could have.
Like this whole... just wanting to know how Anakin has gone from being misled by
yeah.
Palpatine to full-on, I want to serve the Empire
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and the evil Empire. Because to some people...
Oh, this is the guy that's killing civilians along the way.
I was going to say, yeah. the Empire to a lot of people is just...
they keep order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the order of the galaxy.
Yeah.
No problem. But he's doing the evil shit yeah. that senators do in like America and stuff like that, but we don't know
thing.
About.
This is... I'm glad you said it, because this should have been a Kenobi show where we explore deeply into Anakin and see that these are sort of almost Kenobi's mistakes in a way, and then we get a Vader show and get that opposite where all the things we didn't get to shed light on and Kenobi are here. Those two shows should have complemented each other.
Yeah.
Instead, what we really got was a Kenobi kinda Reva kinda Vader kinda
Leia fetch quests,
right. And a lot of it's great. Like I want to like Reva, but they're working too hard to make her cool. Leia's been brilliant. Ewan's been brilliant. Hayden completely redeemed.
Yeah.
I just... they didn't put it together right. You know, they could have been brave and banked on these main characters, right? Basically Kenobi and and Vader, and Reva could have been popping up in each one.
Yeah.
And then we could have got a Reva spin-off. Yeah. We could have gone, instead of going deep in one big episode, oh, look at Reva, we could have pieced together all these snippets. But why is she still here? You know, and how does she know that one thing? And how come she knows how to do this? You know, we could have started to get build that curiosity and then go, oh, great, we get a Reva show where we can explore that.
Yeah.
Instead, I feel like it's the parkour thing that I can't get out of my head. It feels like they're desperately trying to make her cool so that you'll want to watch the show.
Yeah.
And it's bad pacing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
before we get going,
that's right.
Let's thank other people who are desperately trying to force themselves and be cool in our show.
It really is kind of on the nose, isn't it?
Guys, you're trying way too hard. No one likes you. Our super bros over at patreon.com/conversations who support us at the $15 tier, the super bros. Thank you so much for your support. Those great people are Diogo Dildo, Isak the Ultimate Cumsuck. The worst part is that this goes on the other channel. Yeah. So other people are like, oh, these guys that aren't like the four pillars. Let's see what they're all about. So they're just insulting all of their fans. All right.
That's how we do it.
Isak the Ultimate Cumsuck, Sabine from Smallville, the Star Wars Encyclopedia, Adam Sunding. Casper the Friendly Patron, Jeremy Runner, that's right, an official Avenger, Super Sus Ben Fryer, who just needs to shut up about his Doctor Who spottings in Birmingham.
No one cares that you bumped into the sets, but we know you're taking detours to go that way to work every day.
Right. He's like, quit his job, doesn't see his family anymore. Yeah. Hey, I'm around in Bristol and, oh, Dr. David Tennant, oh, loser, Poindexter.
Nerd.
There you go.
Poindexter, yeah?
I actually don't know what that word means, but I heard it.
I've only heard it on American TV.
Exactly. The Filthy Fee Fanatic, Joe McCormack, Clark the 53rd, the super sexy producer, Sean, my juicy left nut, the fakest bat fan,
the Batfish.
Mikey T, the gamer giant, and Kevin, the number one simp.
No, you're going to actually fall asleep. You're actually going to fall asleep, innit?
Shit, that feels so good.
I got to say, the AC is not doing a goddamn thing. I'm starting to sweat on the side that isn't getting anything, and this side's not getting much.
How is it not doing anything? Anyway, over Todd Howard's leather jacket when he was presenting Starfield.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for keeping the lights on. So, and the gaming going here. Sorry, the streaming service
That's
is
right, streaming.
Here. Gaming doesn't happen here.
No one games on this channel.
No one games on this channel. Coruscant. Okay. Yes, we open with a flashback to Obi-Wan and Anakin on Coruscant.
Buckets.
As a young Padawan. And
Buckets.
All the nostalgia. Exactly. Just the great, right? It was done so well as well.
It was
so
done
beautiful.
So well.
I don't know if it was a legit set or if all of it was CG. It's
they
nowadays
actually went,
Disney.
They actually went to Coruscant.
I meant like the foreground area. Not like, oh shit, there's ships flying by. That's a real Coruscant city. But I mean, it's now time Disney, and they do everything with CG. It looked very good regardless.
It did look good. The other thing that was cool about it was, we haven't watched Rebels or anything, because it's animated. And as you guys know, especially, I hate anything animated.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just can't stand it. All the people that watch animated things. But it kind of felt like this was somewhere in that, like, not quite Clone Wars yet, but maybe getting their realm, right? So
I saw he had his hands still, so it's pre-Clone Wars. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Attack of the Clones.
Did he?
Pre Attack of the Clones.
Did
he? I think he did.
I didn't notice.
That's what I was looking for.
I was just enjoying it.
The hair braid thing shows that it was before Return of the Revenge of the Sith, but because he had longer hair.
In Revenge, he is no longer a Padawan. So he was still a Padawan.
Well, no, he doesn't get granted the role of master, remember?
Yeah, but you don't have to be... It's not either you're a Padawan or a master.
It's black or white. It's night or day, okay?
That's right.
No, but he did have... But the hairstyle was different.
Yeah,
he
was still
in
a Padawan.
That one, he had the longer hair.
Yes.
Revenge of the Sith. And this one, he had the one braid thing. So
I don't know if he has shorter hair in Rebels or not. Anyway, it was cool to see, and it's like an adult Anakin who is allowed to act... Mm-hmm. Which he wasn't in those two movies, which is such a... Oh, man, it sucks.
Yeah.
It was so cool to see it, man.
It was good. It really was good. The only thing was, and I didn't personally take too much offense to this, is that they didn't put any effort into de-aging him. They kept him exactly how he is. Now, based on Disney's track record with de-aging, I think it's probably better just to leave it alone.
I tend to agree.
So, yeah.
It looked like it was basic makeup and maybe some touch-up, but not a lot.
You saw some, like, okay, this guy
some crow's feet. And also, though, this could have been less...
Oddly, Obi-Wan looked great.
Yes, he did.
I was like, Obi-Wan?
Yes, he did. And so this is one of those things where I'm choosing to believe, because it makes the headcanon easier, that this isn't a flashback, this is a memory. Slight difference being that Obi-Wan sees himself as he was at the time and sees Anakin as he believes he is now.
Perhaps.
And that's where he's saying, I know Vader, because, you know, he says he knows the next moves because he knows the man. Oh. And he's thinking about that's because otherwise it doesn't make sense why Ewan, a man 20 years older or like 15 years older, looks 15 years younger.
Yeah, he looks great. Anyway, they open up and they're having a lightsaber duel in just a random room at Coruscant, a Jedi temple somewhere. And their lightsaber strike and flashes, but then we're presented with Vader straight away.
Yes.
Like it flashes to Vader on the command ship.
I did like that it kind of times with like attack and then immediate interstep.
It worked well. Yeah. It worked well. The third sister arrives and it's like, it's a great honor to be aboard the command ship, Lord Vader. And he's like, I have no interest in civilities. I was like, James Earl Jones, you say it so well.
And also, it's like, it's zero fucks Vader. He's like, yeah, no, this is the guy that will choke out a commander, a Star Destroyer away.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is the guy.
Get him on the phone so I can see his life leave him when I squeeze.
Right, right. I don't need to see it. I want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's got to be the most fucking terrifying thing, by the way. It's like, what's the other guy's name? Commander, I don't know, whatever his name is. And then he goes, Admiral, while the other guy dies next to him. It's like, thank you, Lord Vader.
Thank you for the promotion. Oh my God. It's a good thing that, like, desk thing's in the way, because otherwise she's just one dark patch in the trousers. Like, Jesus Christ, the dude's terrifying.
And then afterwards he's like, don't worry, I'll report the bad news to Lord Vader myself, because I'm a man of honor and he'll respect that. Yeah. Dead.
Dead. Vader, known for his patience.
Exactly. He's a forgiving man.
Yeah, that's right. Forgiving.
And she's like, the tracker worked. He's on the planet Jabim. And he's like, you've done well. Kneel.
This was pretty ominous.
Yeah.
The way he says it, first of all, James Earl Jones, like, how do you beat that? But, like...
It was so weird. And she almost looked like, I don't want to kneel.
I was like,
because...
does he know?
Yeah.
I mean, we know he knows. Like, there's no way he doesn't know. But, like, is he going to do it here?
It's like, kneel.
Oh, God.
Grand Inquisitor.
But, if you're Reva in that situation, you have one option. And it's kneel.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, he might kill you. Yeah, but he's Vader. If he's going to kill you, he's going to kill you. Like, kneel.
It's not
going to
work any other way.
Right?
Grand Inquisitor, she gets appointed.
Gets the promo.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love it because, like, Vader does it before he sees the goods. I don't know what's
that. Yeah.
Okay, he's on Jabim. What if he's not on Jabim? What if she fucked up? Something like that. Anyway.
Well, it's probably the probationary period. Isn't it? Like, unfortunately, you didn't meet expectations, so...
We're going to have to let you go. Let me go. Sorry, I said that bad. Grab time.
When I said let you go, what I meant was explode you from the atomic level.
Exactly. Anyway, then we cut to our gang who land on Jabim.
Yes.
And a bunch of people are hiding there from the Empire waiting. Hajar is there.
Kenobi speaks
he's wanted to
he's wanted. Kenobi speaks to the leader guy whose name I don't remember.
He's
like, yo, we have to get out of here. And he's like, no, we can't take Leia to not Naboo, you've got me saying it now.
Yeah,
Alderaan.
Naboo, yeah.
We can't take it to Alderaan because we only have the one ship.
Yeah.
And it has to take all these other people to safety.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
cool.
I put them all on hold so I could save you.
Right.
So it's almost like you owe me. And it's like...
This one ship. Okay, cool. And in the meantime, Lola, the droid, flies off. You know it's evil now because it's red.
Yeah, it's got red eyes.
Obviously. Flies into a thing and snips a cable and no one notices.
It flies off into the side. I guess no one cares that it's got a red eye, even though we know that that means evil. Goes up into a vent, snips a cable, and the bay doors close.
Yeah.
And they're like...
Oh,
that?
Golly gosh, what a surprise.
Oh, no, the controls aren't responding.
It's okay, we'll just calmly resolve this issue.
Calmly. It's like, we have to do this. And then immediately somehow they know that the Empire's coming. They've arrived in the system.
I mean, I guess they have scanners or something.
At that moment, that's the funny thing. Right. It's like, oh, the door's closed. Well, that must...
What convenient timing.
Yeah, right? They couldn't tell us 5 seconds before.
There is a couple of scenes here, though. Like, Kenobi's sort of wandering around.
Yeah.
And sees, like, a bucket of old Jedi stuff. Yeah. There's a bunch of lightsabers and robes and stuff.
Yeah, that's a weird bit. So, like... let me just kind of say some of the stuff I read there. So, like, they Vader orders that Lola droid to lock down the facility because, like, it's like we'll lock them in.
Yeah.
Reva's like, oh, it's if we lock them down, they could survive days in there. Right, it's right. Like, no, he won't survive days in there. Like, speaking about Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan goes over to the walls where he sees the markings from like previous Jedi that have passed their way
Quinlan.
Through. Quinlan.
I assume
from Rebels or something. Anyway, and then...
I don't know, I've actually touched a vagina, so...
Get fucked, Mario. and then he looks over to the right, a box full of lightsabers. And we said literally in the last episode, we were like, why is it that no one else uses lightsaber technology instead for, like, a gate or something like that?
And we did say, the technology is probably quite rare. They're not just... You're not going to find a box of them lying around.
You're not going to find a lightsaber and it's just there. It's just a box of lightsabers.
These are all fugitives. Not everybody's armed to the gills. And they're telling all these Jedi, hey, maybe you should leave the lightsaber, one of presumably the most powerful weapons in the galaxy, alone. Like, just leave it here.
Your only form of defense. This is so fucking...
It was weird. But in a weird way, it's kind of like sort of poetic that like... It's more symbols of the Jedi, like the remnants and then them like parting ways with it, shit like that, the failings. It's like a somber moment. But it didn't have the impact because it wasn't presented very well. It wasn't presented like Anakin and his lightsabers, right? It was just a box full of lightsabers. Pretty freaking useful thing to find laying around.
Just on the top of a box of robes and stuff like that. Why not?
Weird, isn't it?
The bay doors close and they say, oh, the Empire's coming. How long will it take for you to open them? Like 3 or 4 hours? You've got one.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not how that works. Why would I have lied? Why would I have said it takes 2 extra hours?
Maybe he's a freelancer and he's just building in extra time, you know, to match expectations. You know?
It's like, oh, I get paid $2.50 an hour.
Right.
I can stretch that out to 4.
The job's 1 hour. I'll quote 4 and deliver in 3. They'll be happy and I'll get paid.
Exactly. Anyway, you only have 1 hour because Vader won't wait. He's impatient and he will strike first, he says.
Also, the dude's like, well, how do you know? Bitch, this is General Kenobi. You know who he is. Knew who he was.
And then it cuts to Anakin and Obi-Wan fighting.
Buckets.
Training and him being so aggressive.
Yeah.
Going for like kill shots, but Obi-Wan's just too good to deflect it.
Yeah.
But his...
I feel like they maybe use training lightsabers in this game. Set them to stun or something. And that's not Star Trek, but like...
Do we have training lightsabers? Can we have a version of those that don't burn?
I do seem to remember in like... I bought some of the early novels way back in the day.
Yeah.
And in that, there was like a Padawan and his lightsaber was yellow.
Right.
And it didn't kill you. It didn't cut.
So like layers.
More like
layers that technique was given to Rey.
Yeah, I guess. So it's sort of like Rey's one at the end.
Yeah.
But it like would deflect laser bolts and stuff, but it wouldn't cut people. Something weird like that. It was weird.
Wouldn't it be funny if Rey didn't know it was a training lightsaber and she takes it into battle and then she's like, why can't I kill anything? It's like, oh no.
The Force must really want me to go non-lethal here.
You're Batman, you don't kill, okay?
So Rey's no kill rule. It's well established.
Very sorry about this again, guys. I'm fucking dying.
Did we tell them that you're dying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I think we mentioned it. I'm dying from the plague. So
yeah, you got space plague.
Yeah, I've got space plague. I've got all these pills and nonsense next to me to keep me alive.
Yes.
Keep me going. I'm basically like Vader. Show, I need to be playing a back to tank. Yeah. Taken out to do the podcast. Anyway, he's aggressive. And they go, the plan is to defend long enough so they can open the doors and then they can leave.
Yeah.
They likely won't enter Good through plan. The ceiling.
Yeah, it's not like they'll have, I don't know, let's say... frickin' fleet.
Right.
Right there.
They'll land everything. Everything they have. Down there. Yeah. And they'll stay there. Anyway, the Empire land with their troopers, and they get like one of those big blaster cannons to blast at the door. They set up in a nice formation. Reva gives the go-ahead, blast at the door. They're blasting. Doesn't seem to do much, to
be
honest.
It doesn't do much. We will say that Reva, now that we've seen the full episode, that explains why Reva doesn't just open the door. Makes sense now, because she's playing for time herself. So don't come... I hate that I have to defend Reva here, because you know, there's a bunch of stuff that's bad about her, but there's a reason she doesn't just Qui-Gon the door to begin with, right?
The thing is, though, we'll get to that bit. We'll get to that bit in a second.
Okay.
The Empire land with the troops. Ben goes off to look at a communication. That
he gets
got.
A call from Bail Organa.
He gets a... Well, it's more like a message, because he doesn't respond to it. It's like a voicemail.
Yeah. It's a holo mail, like an email or something. Yeah.
He gets a message, and it's about like, oh, I haven't heard from you, so I imagine you've been caught by the Empire or something like that. Don't worry, I'll go over to Tatooine and look over the boy, the other child. So
I'm just going to quickly name drop the location,
so he doesn't find them.
And just in case... I'll name drop Owen.
Yeah, and in case any Imperial people were to find this afterwards, I'm going to Tatooine. Yeah,
to visit Owen.
Owen, for the boy, the child.
He has a last name. I forget Owen's last name. He does have one.
We just called him guy with the big ball set, because he stood up to the...
Mr. Brass fucking nuts. yeah, I feel like this guy would know better.
Odd, right?
A bit weird. I did like that he's like, in the worst case... Vader's found you and Leia.
Yeah.
I have to save the boy. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
and it shows that at his core, Bail Organa is an OG motherfucker. Don't give a shit.
Yeah.
He will frick the Empire at any given cost. And if they've got his daughter, he's going to make sure they don't get Vader's son.
Bruv, Detective Santiago's father, you know.
It's true.
He don't mess around.
It's true.
While he's looking at that message, Talia comes in. I remembered her. I got her name this time.
Yeah, I know. As soon as you said it, I'm like, oh yeah, Officer Lady.
Officer Lady Talia comes in, and she tells him, is everything okay? Tells him about the time that she was at the Empire. She realized that she couldn't work with them anymore. And she talks about the time how she discovered that she's Force sensitive.
Is she Force sensitive?
That's what she implies it. She sort of says it, like discovering, and that's why I decided to help, and what they do to people that are Force sensitive.
That's weird, because I didn't notice that. I might have to go back and rewatch the scene, because what I thought she said was, she was talking about, she went on a mission, her first mission or one of these missions, and there was like a family of a total of 12 people, all Force sensitive, and they were all murdered. That's what I thought she said.
I thought she said that, but I thought she said to people like us. I may be wrong here. I'm delirious, remember. I'm hopped up on medication.
Doesn't make me right.
It's true. It doesn't make you right.
Still stupid.
But at least that version that I have makes the thing that she does next worth it. Otherwise, it's like, you're nobody. Don't say these words.
right.
You're General Holdo. You don't say these
or
words.
Or maybe she's just trying to get some... No, I can't work dick into his name. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh,
I got it.
Oh boy. So the Empire's coming, and it won't be long. Oh guys, we need to come up with a plan B.
Yeah.
It's like, don't worry, I'm gonna talk to Reva. I don't know how he gets the message to Reva.
Through those 2 foot thick steel doors,
and they're being shot with a cannon, so they're standing far back. And then at one point, the Death Trooper's just there and walks back, and is like, they want to negotiate.
I mean, maybe there's like an intercom on the outside, which that would maybe make sense. But then, why aren't they using that to have their message?
Yeah.
And why is it Reva's allowed to privately have this? Like, surely you turn
the Grand Inquisitor. I get to do whatever.
I guess, maybe.
So she goes over there. She starts talking. Vader is coming, and the. Where the fuck am I?
I don't know.
I went too high up. Hold on. Reva and Obi-Wan talk. And he... I'm guessing he's kind of sensing what she's thinking when he's putting his hand up on the door.
Kind of, yeah.
I guess he's trying to get feelings of what the story is.
That's what I get.
And he figures out that the only way that Reva would know that Vader is Anakin, because he wouldn't have told her that, is that
if she... Yeah, that's going to be one of the most closely guarded secrets in the galaxy.
Yeah. Is if she saw him turn to the dark side. It's like, but you're too young. You would have been you're a youngling.
Yeah.
And we're like, fucking hell, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, well done.
We figured this shit out months ago.
Right. Well done for catching up.
Yeah. She goes, oh, I was amongst the people and I don't understand how she got away. Well, so she said she played dead, but the camera angle is very much Anakin goes to stab her.
He did. This is the thing. We've established that single laser blasts anywhere kill you and lightsaber strikes anywhere kill you, but stabbed through with a lightsaber, totally okay, or cut in half with a lightsaber, totally okay.
I guess if you get stabbed through and like there's that moment where it's like that, it cauterizes the wound as
well. Yeah, you'd think, yeah.
So it's fine.
Right, that's how holes in people work, yeah. And so...
Han Solo would have been fine if he didn't drop down that hole.
Right. In fairness, bottomless pit, so he could still be coming back.
Darth Maul did it. Palpatine did it. If you fall down a hole, you're coming right. back.
And it has to be down a hole. Fall out of a window, mace.
Oh, no.
Just splat.
Unless he comes back in the next episode.
That's the big reveal.
That is the big
That
reveal.
Would be tight. That would
when
be
is Qui-Gon come back, anyway?
Probably in next episode.
Next episode.
And for all of, like, two words... Guarantee it'll be a real cock tease.
May the force be with you. Done.
Don't do it. No, may the force be with you. May the force be with us. No.
No. If they do that,
I'll break my TV.
Oh boy.
I'll do something. I'll do something.
She goes, I was playing dead amongst the other people, and then when he left, I left and did my own thing. She goes, Obi-Wan figures out that her plan isn't to kill Obi-Wan, but to kill Anakin when she gets the right moment yeah. to like draw Vader out.
Yeah, she obviously hasn't spent much time working with this guy, just to be clear. Even like seeing him do work on that village, I mean, the guy's not working hard, is he? No. You know, he's just turning up, making an appearance. He could just being there could probably cause a couple of people to go into like comas or something.
Yeah.
It's that powerful. She obviously doesn't know what she's getting herself into.
She is pretty stupid, pretty stupid. Obi-Wan goes, I can help you. It's like, will you kill Anakin? And he pauses for a moment because he knows he would never kill Anakin. He couldn't do that. He doesn't have the strength to do that.
Yeah, he tried once at the highest point of conflict.
Right.
And he doesn't seem to be particularly upset that Anakin survived. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's scary... But it doesn't feel like he's desperate to go and finish the job.
Yeah,
you know, this is his best friend,
yeah,
and little brother and son and all these things wrapped up. That's their relationship. So, pretty sure at this point he's not going to kill Anakin.
Yeah. He says no, and then she gets out her lightsaber, stabs it through the, goes all Qui-Gon Jinn on the door.
Yeah.
Chops the arm that's holding it in place, and a whole big old fight ensues.
It does. Two things.
Opens up, blah, 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 goes.
Canon. We know that lightsabers can get through these things, but it's not very quick. How do we know? One of the most badass scenes in any movie, the... Such a sick scene as well. Yeah. Okay, but like...
They're still coming through. Where are those
droidicas? Deploy the droidicas! Where are those droidicas?
Master, destroy us.
Oh, I love it so much.
They're shield generators. We're going to play out the whole of episode one. Go on.
Let's do it. I'm actually down. Such a good movie.
So the whole fight breaks out. They did you want to finish? They were saying this.
No, it's a bit bizarre because Kenobi seems to have... exponentially improved his like power
Jedi-ness.
Yeah, so like in the last episode he was sort of risking it all but to save Leia because of how important she is, but wasn't like, he was kind of almost struggling to, like, at the beginning he was struggling to move that lighter, he kind of struggled to make that noise to distract those stormtroopers, and at this point he's sort of back to rusty but back.
Yeah, the way he, I mean, the doors open, yeah, and all of them immediately open fire. And for the most part, he blocks a lot of those laser, yeah, bolts going that way.
Plenty of other Jedi would not have survived that. Exactly. We've seen the aftermath of Order 66, right? So
what was the guy's name? The long-haired head guy with the white hair on top?
Ki Adi-Mundi, I think.
I think it is. When Order 66 happened, yeah, he deflects maybe two bolts, and then the rest of them kill him.
Right.
Yeah, so it becomes a retreat now, where they're like blocking bolts and shooting back as fast as they can, and then going back down the tunnel. They start going back, and one of the dumbest things in the world happens here. So One thing cool happens. He, first of all, when the doors open, he force pushes Reva.
Yeah, that was sick.
Basically halfway across the area.
Like 30 meters or
something. I was like, oh, yeah. She got fucking taken.
It was cool. Also, she keeps her feet, which is one, visually very nice to look at. It was pretty cool. And two, it's sort of like, okay, maybe she's not like a complete pushover. Yeah. I mean, she literally didn't get pushed over, right?
Literally.
So cool. And it's a great, like, moment. Yeah. Although you would think maybe that if he kept her close, they wouldn't start shooting.
Yeah, maybe.
Either way, it's a retreat.
Retreat.
So
backwards.
That was cool.
A couple of people get shot. They like to drag the bodies as well to take them with them so they don't leave them behind. They get into like a narrow corridor.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that bot that can only walk at slower than walking pace,
the loader thing,
is armed.
Yeah, is armed and is defending them all and is like willing to just stand there. Doesn't move his feet at one point. He just sort of stands in the middle. Yeah. Troopers are around him and he's like punching. I was like, this is a badass robot.
It's cool. He murks a stormtrooper.
He does punch him across. But I have to say, in a corridor where there's only one way.
Yep.
And there may be like this 40 troopers just condensed into a thing.
Yep.
They seem to can't hit one.
They're aiming for the walls.
Like, what are you doing?
Both side, they're just trying to scare each other with their blasters.
Right. All you had to do was go in one direction. Beep, 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 and you would have done like 10 of them right there.
Right.
Anyway, couldn't get through.
Also, it's weird because they're trying to really humanize this loader bot, which is bizarre. Because like, it gets shot and so does Officer Lady, Talia. Yes.
She gets shot.
And he like covers her?
Yeah, like dies in a position that it would protect her.
Yeah.
And
which is cool, but like we haven't had enough character development for this bot, android, whatever it is.
Unfortunately, all it takes, and I did feel something at the end when he was dying. Yeah. I was like, it's like he's looking into our eyes and it was almost like to say goodbye, but you can't say it because he doesn't talk.
Yeah. Oh, why do I felt that as well. But I'm like, I really wish they would have driven home that droids aren't just droids or something, you know, and that. But then there's the thing of like, if all of the whatever, what's R2, is this what they call it in episode one,
mech droids, space mech.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Like, does that mean that all of them can be as special as R2, or do we buy the theory that R2 is actually just a walking cryo unit for that other Yoda species Sith Lord? Which I do.
He's also been fried a couple of times, so his AI could be like whack.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Let's just be honest that they sent Darth Reva and not Darth Binks.
Yes.
You know, because if Jar Jar arrived in the end of the game,
Obi-Wan be like, Jar Jar?
Yeah. Misa gonna kill you.
What? I didn't see this coming.
Boss Nass sends his regards.
He's actually the hitman behind all of this. Anyway, Talia gets shot. She's on the ground.
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan's like, no, and tries to get back in there.
Yeah.
Takes a few troopers out to try and get to her.
I feel like this relationship was not developed enough either. I don't really care.
The only thing that I could possibly pull from this is that Obi-Wan has seen that he really does need to do something. Like, he's kept himself on Tatooine doing nothing, but he can't sit around and do nothing. And at one point, especially when he sees all the people that are in need, I think he sees like, it's my responsibility as a Jedi to do this now. And he sees her as well. And I think the conversation they had earlier was supposed to make it feel a little bit more impactful, although it was a bit much.
It was a bit heavy-handed.
Yeah. He tries to get back to her, but there's just too many troopers coming. Yeah, shoots her. It's like, get out of here! And she's got like a thermal detonator in her hand. Shoots the door, closes, busts the thermal detonator. Reva is like, get out of here.
I love that she throws troopers in the way.
It's like, huh, get in there.
That's very like
massive explosion. Quite cool.
Sith dark side user.
Yeah. I will say, just as Talia shut the door though, and it was closing, she says, may the force be with you.
She does.
And that made me, because of the conversation, the way that I remember it happening, I was like, okay. Okay, I can see why that'd be a thing. I mean, it's better than the Holdo thing, like we said before.
Yeah. May the force be with us. No, let's.
May the force be with all of us. God's children. Anyway, that's that. Explosion. Obi-Wan makes it out. Obi-Wan then gives up.
Yes, well, there's a couple of things that happen. They decide to stick Leia in the vents.
Yes.
Because. So. I get that it's for TV, but as people that have spent some time having to service stuff, typically, you actually leave room for technicians to get into places?
We've got... All technicians have children. They can just take them along with them and throw them in there.
There may not be any space child labour laws.
So that vent is way too small for an adult. Send the child.
Let me send this Princess of a Planet on, also one of the only two surviving Skywalkers. Yeah.
Sorry, not Skywalkers.
Organas. So they chuck Leia in the vent.
Yeah.
And she somehow knows how to deal with...
This is... I get Leia's smart.
Yeah.
But still, she's a kid.
Right.
And she hasn't exactly been training technology.
Kid, nothing. You stick me in there. Like, can I get a voltmeter or something? Like, I need something.
She's there with her fingers.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I know what I'm looking
for.
That's
got power.
That's
not got power.
How the hell do you know what you're looking for?
That wire, and then she touches the other side. Oh, that's a circuit.
Also,
okay.
They go, oh, it's a red connector or something. Like
red breaker.
There's 1,000 wires in here,
and
everything's glowing red or white or blue. Like,
and then you've got Lola with the red eye, and you're like,
right,
oh,
exactly.
Anyway, that's funny. Obi-Wan gives up.
Yeah, his plan is to surrender.
Or does he let Vader think that he's given up? Because at that moment, there is a scene where like he's looking down and he's like almost traumatized by what happened to Talia. And it's almost like Vader is like trying to sense what he's doing. And I don't know if he's trying to trick Vader into thinking that he's given up. Because at that moment, Vader does say, it's like, tell Reva to stand down because we have him.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
I think what's... The way I interpret it is that they're both, in a weird way, they're sort of connected.
Yeah.
But they're both remembering this fight themselves.
Yeah.
And reading the other one, saying, I know how he operates.
Yeah.
And so he goes, well, he'll attack because he's always like that. And Vader knows that if it looks like he's overwhelmed, he'll give up. And so he tries to overwhelm him and succeeds. And I guess he either forgets or doesn't know what the tricky way out will be.
Yeah.
Because we know that Kenobi is a cunning opponent.
Exactly.
But at this point, this isn't a duel. This is surrounded by an army with no way out. Like,
but
he's got him.
Kenobi thinks this is a duel, but just on a grander scale. That's what it is right there.
That sounded good, but I hate that you said it.
He surrenders to Reva, and Reva is pleased, but he offers her a plan.
Well, he says, she says, oh, Vader's coming for you or something. He says, you're not bringing me to him.
Yeah.
I'm bringing him to you.
Yeah. He says, look, do you really want to do this? Like, there's children here. There are children here. Do you want them to do to them what he did to you? It's like,
I feel like she doesn't give a shit. You watched her, watch him murder civilians.
It affects her. It affects her.
It does get.
And she says, like, it's like I'm. He's not coming here to. You're not bringing him to me. I'm bringing him to you. When he comes here, he'll only see me. That'll be your opportunity.
Yeah.
And she's seduced by it. She's like,
he's not wrong. And if there is any way to get Vader, see, somebody would say, oh, in his sleep. First of all, let's pretend he slept in a bed, which he doesn't. He'll totally get that. But if he's focused on something else, you can definitely stab Vader in the back then.
Yeah.
Not a bad plan.
Not a bad plan. he goes, we'll take him. We can take him down together. It's like, what makes you think he won't see that coming? It's like, he will only see me.
Yeah.
And then Vader arrives.
He does.
And at that moment, Obi-Wan's been put inside behind the blast doors with a bunch of stormtroopers.
Yeah, it makes no sense why you would keep him here.
Yeah. It's,
well, except that maybe Reva's bought the plan.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
How I choose to see it.
Reva's like, oh, I've secured him inside with stormtroopers.
Yeah, you're going to send General Kenobi in with two stormtroopers. Okay.
Exactly.
This is a guy that infiltrated your entire, what was it, the Fortress Inquisitors or something.
Yeah.
Like,
Vader's like, I'll bring him in myself.
Yeah.
Goes inside, opens the door, troopers everywhere on the floor, and it's like, great. So he goes down one of the tunnels to try and find him.
In the meantime, by the way, Leia has found Lola, pulled out a magnet
yeah,
and then because Lola's now good, Leia can find the thing that she needs.
I guess Lola points at it, like, this thing over here.
Yeah, hey hey, over here, hey.
Obi-Wan breaks free of those stormtroopers, gets back to the hangar where the doors are now open, just magically perfect timing.
Perfect.
Everyone on board, we're gonna get out of here. Everyone on board.
because we only have the one ship. Remember, we're not going to Alderaan.
Yes.
Only got the one ship.
Only got the one ship, guys.
Yeah.
Vader walks in.
The ship takes off, man.
Ship
he missed
it. He continues down the tunnel, also hanging lanes. Oh, no, hold on. Hold on a sec. So he goes down the tunnel, commanding doors to open in front of him in typical Vader fashion, just open like that. And he sees the ship taking off. The ship begins to take off, and he fucking holds it. He holds it. The thing, you can see the burners in the back just like struggling. And then he pulls the ship down, lands it on the ground with fucking force.
And rips the side of
one,
the ship off.
Two, three.
No, buckets.
Buckets. But it's empty.
Yeah. Magically, another ship's rendered in behind with everybody on it.
Behind the window, you see the lights light up and then the ship.
How did he not notice this? Also, and I brought this up before, but now I feel like it's a very valid thing. Why is peak power Sith Darth Vader, Lord of the Dark Side, only able to use the Force once? He's like, oh, I'll pull the ship down.
My battery's done.
I need like 5 minutes and some orange juice before I can stop this other.
Refractory
period. What are you doing?
Because it was, oh my God. You see,
so
that,
that's terrible
it was,
writing. It didn't
it
make
was
sense.
So epic.
Like, it was incredible.
This was the bit that I, like I said, my girlfriend was showering. She came down, she saw me, and I creamed my pants. Yeah. Just the shot of they sometimes were close up on him with his hand out like that. And then they did a wide shot with like diagonally, and it shows Vader this big in black, and then just a massive ship, and he's just holding it.
No.
Like, oh!
No. The way, after having seen it, the way I would have redone this scene is have, at that point, have Kenobi come outside and attack him with the lightsaber. Mm. They start to fight. Obviously, he's rusty, so to even things out, Reaver attacks from behind. So now Kenobi can see the ship, but the guy he wants is in front of him, but he's also being attacked from behind, so he has to focus.
Yeah.
And then Kenobi will go, fuck, Reaver wants this guy, and I don't want any of this noise, and duck out and leave Reaver to get murked, grab onto like some hook or something, and they'll go off, right? Yeah. And Vader is in the middle of being attacked, can't stop the ship. That's the way I would have done it, because it makes more sense. It's a bit thin.
Yeah.
But
the way they did it,
so good.
Doesn't it?
And then the very next bit, just like, I was worried I would not wake up.
Yes.
After being just completely dehydrated.
After he sees empty and the second ship takes off, we cut back to his training very quickly. And Anakin manages to disarm Obi-Wan. But Obi-Wan proves that that's not the end of it. That's not how it works. He says, your need to prove yourself will be your undoing, Anakin. Yeah. And he manages to do a flip round him and put lightsaber...
He pulled out of his hand. Oh,
pull a
so
lightsaber
good.
Out of his hand. And it's like, you see? It's like,
right.
As soon as you can overcome that, you'll be a great master.
Yeah. Basically,
and he smiles at him, and he just, you know,
well, because it's a good lesson. It's to his best friend and his brother and his son. And
but I like though that Obi-Wan,
his student, and his teacher,
Anakin, he doesn't exactly like laugh at it. He almost feels like he's like
kind
he's
of
almost
cheated,
yeah,
or,
like belittled almost a little bit right there.
Anakin's
like this,
very, very proud. Yeah. He's an incredibly proud. He's got a chip on his shoulder. You know, is that kind of thing. And that's really what all of them were trying. All the masters were trying to say was that if you can get over yourself,
yeah,
you will easily be the best of us.
Yeah.
And Anakin's so close to being the best of us, just never gets that chance to mature because he is so impulsive and ends up making these sort of irreversible course changes that take him on a path. But it's a great flashback.
Yeah.
It's a freaking great flashback.
Yeah.
And also it's showing us that Kenobi still has Anakin's number. You know, like he still knows. He can, that's, you know, Kenobi and Anakin are basically the exact same power when they fight on Mustafar.
Yeah.
And we see that because of, you know, the Force push cancelling out. But the thing that sets him apart is his cunning.
Yeah.
And that he still
and
has
the high ground.
And the, well, that's why he's more cunning, because he takes the high ground. So, like, we can see that while, okay, he might be out of practice, that sharp mind that was really his strength all along, as well as being monstrously powerful, he still got it.
Yeah.
And then,
as he's like remembering that, we cut back to his face.
Yeah,
you can't tell what his emotions are because of his mask and whatnot, but you can almost
feel
underneath.
Which I kind of love.
Yeah, you can almost feel underneath the turmoil that must be going there, but you just can't see it. And then out of behind him, Reva. And she takes a moment. And then she pulls out her lightsaber, goes to strike, and effortlessly,
oh, no.
effortlessly no. stops the lightsaber and just pushes it back. There's a, and then ensues a one-sided lightsaber battle. Vader doesn't even take out his lightsaber. He just continues. Sidestep.
I want to say, I'm so glad you mentioned that because my big complaint prior to this had been Vader, is strong, but this is not the Vader that we know.
Yeah.
Vader fighting a Sith, functionally, doesn't even pull out his saber.
Yeah.
He literally doesn't even do it barehanded.
Right.
She doesn't touch him.
She just sidesteps, and then blocks, pushes back. There's one time she gets at her Inquisitor thing and it's like flipping around, and he's just like,
I love how it's pushing like back. It's like pulling towards him and this thing starts slowing down.
Yeah. She's like, fuck.
It's so good. And then he takes it, splits it, and hands all one back.
Yeah.
What? I mean, look, of course we always knew Vader was going to clap any cheeks that came his way, but
so great.
It was...
I have to say, this is one scene that I really liked Reva in.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, both Vader and Reva right here was really good. She demonstrated all of the anger and hatred that a Sith should have.
Yep.
And obviously this person is the most angry person she would be at, towards. She acted very, very well. Her choreography was good as well.
It was way better than the stuff before.
Exactly. Very, very good. I really, really liked her in this scene. But her, and I'm glad she, obviously she has to accept this. You're going up against Vader. You're never going to win. You're always going to be outsmarted and outdone.
The option, the strategy was stab him in the back.
Yes.
Right? Kill him while he isn't looking, because otherwise you have to fight Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You know? And she ends up fighting Darth Vader, and it doesn't go very well.
It doesn't go well. One point, he's got the two sabers, and she's on the floor on her knees. And I was like, oh, she's going to get Dooku'd. She's going to get Dooku'd.
He's got two sabers in
his hand. Here we go, boys. Here we go. But then she has the flashbacks of her as a youngling, Anakin walking up to her. And he does essentially what he did back then and stabs her right
says,
in the
face. He says, so freaking bad. Yeah. He goes, did you think I really... Do you really believe I did not see it, youngling?
Oh!
Oh, I was sure I was going to die from dehydration.
Oh, boy. It was so bad. It was
I started off with these watermelons, just really repressed, you know, needing something. And ended up with these shriveled little grapes by the end of it. Oh, my God, so good. And, he does the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I've also, so people are going to complain, like, well, he should have Dooku'd her, right? She's not even a warm-up.
Yeah.
She's not even a warm-up. There's no... You don't worry about a singular ant in your home, right? There's no concern here. She can't do anything. She couldn't take him in his sleep because the Force would wake him. The only chance she had was when he was focused on a thing and she messed it up. He still saw it coming.
Yeah.
Like, this is Anakin and Vader. Like, you got no shot. This is not a threat. He doesn't have to worry.
Yeah.
And like, what does she know? He doesn't know she knows he's Anakin. I don't know. He probably would figure that out. But still, like... Just like you're a nobody.
You're nothing.
And
that's what happens at the end. So like, while she's on the ground, the old Grand Inquisitor comes by, and he basically says, "It's like, is it something can be useful? It's like, it's not anger, but it's something like that.
It's something like anger can be useful, but you're blinded by it, or something along those lines.
And
like,
you're like, you're not useful anymore. And they just leave her and they say, leave you where we found you, in the gutter, in the trash." And they just leave her there. He takes his badge back, obviously. He's like...
Of course, yeah.
He calls her Grand Inquisitor one last time. And it's like...
Yeah, so we'll rub salt in the wound. Yeah.
You're no longer. And then they head off. We cut to the ship with Obi-Wan and everything like that. Roku, which is the name of the guy, by the way. I only found out at the end of him. The main guy. Comes up to Obi-Wan on the ship, sort of like, hey, everyone. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'll be your pilot for today.
So
it's a good thing we had the second ship lying around, right, Obi-Wan?
It's like, so the hyperdrive isn't working on this ship. It's like, oh. It's good. Everything's okay, guys.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you know when we were all loading onto the ship we needed? Yeah, we forgot.
We should have done it the other way around. The other one had a good hyperdrive. So and the Empire's right behind us. It's like, fuck. Okay, all right. And then Obi-Wan has like a moment where he's like sensing. He's like, I can sense something. And that's when we cut back to Reva, and Reva's like trailing on the ground as she sees something sparking in the distance.
Yeah.
And it's the message.
She's like, I've been stabbed. Huh. I'm just going to quickly read this guy's texts.
That's right. You are on the verge of death. Maybe go find medical assistance first.
In fairness, we have now established that getting stabbed with a lightsaber, basically a slap on the wrist.
Exactly. As I said, it cauterizes the wound.
It's true.
If it goes through your gut, you didn't need that part of the gut anyway. Just circumvent it. It'll go around somehow.
Also, maybe they're different space guts.
Could be. Could be.
They're all like floating up here instead.
If you're going to go to space, they move them up.
Exactly.
Anyway, so she goes through and sees the message, and you're like, so hold on a sec. A second ago, I mean, he helped you, and this was your plan. This was the idea. He didn't do anything wrong. Like, Obi-Wan didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
So are you implying with this thing is that you're going to go to Tatooine now?
Is this for revenge? Against right. Kenobi, I could see how you might think you had a shot that you don't, but I could see how you might think it. Is this to find another reason to get Vader to come to you? Because I don't know if you are paying attention, but you really don't have a shot here.
Yeah, you're fucking up here. You're fucking up here. You know?
So it's a bit unusual.
I'm confused by that last bit. Yeah. Because like I said, it didn't feel like Kenobi did anything wrong here. He helped you out in the way that you wanted. That was the plan. You just fucked up with the execution. You should have done it while he was grabbing the ship. Yeah, that would have been a little bit better.
And to be fair, I think Vader still would have had it. I think he would have gone, oh, someone's going to stab me. I'll just, yeah, cool. Let me just pull the stab.
Flick.
Yeah, exactly. Because you got to remember as well, this is Vader. He's toying with her, right? So he's in complete control. Imagine if he's just like, doesn't care how strong he is.
Yeah.
He'd go flick and blast the side of the mountain off.
Yeah.
Like this is a guy who can pull a Star Destroyer from orbit.
Yeah.
Like, this dude is actually the most dangerous thing that was on the Death Star was Vader.
Yeah.
You know, or, well, Vader and Palpatine. You know, like, it wasn't really the Death Star.
And one thing as well, the room where they were firing the lasers from, the little platform that didn't have a railing on it, that was pretty dangerous as well, so.
That was pretty dangerous. That was probably the most dangerous thing there.
On the Death Star, it was probably
What they probably should have done is put some yellow and black tape just on the rim so people know, like, mind the gap.
Exactly. Then you can't fall off. Then you're fine. Exactly.
Right.
and while she looks at that, Obi-Wan sort of, like, is almost
sensing something's wrong.
But it's probably nothing.
It's probably the hyperdrive not working.
Probably not.
But let's go to Tatooine. I know a guy that definitely has Nubian parts.
Oh, yes, Nubian. We got Nubian,
we have lots of that. Chance
kill. How the frick do you have a lot of Nubian shit on Tatooine? What the
J-type Nubian, yes.
Oh, what?
And then the episode ends there.
That is it.
That is the end of episode 5.
Hayden redeemed. That's the most thing. Vader finally gets more than... It's probably about the same run length as the stuff in Rogue One, but still, like, just more of that.
Yeah.
More of that.
I could do with a, you know, there's the rumor that Hayden Christensen would play a Darth Vader show.
Yeah.
I think I'd do it. I think I'd have it.
I would like that, except that it will end up being a Stormtrooper movie. You know? It's going to, like...
Oh, it'll
like,
be...
Can we focus on the titular character?
Hold on a sec as well. Didn't I read somewhere that Palpatine was supposed to be in this as well?
Oh yeah, I did hear that.
Palpatine and Qui-Gon, Neeson,
they'll be in the final episode
for like 2 seconds or something. What's going?
It's gonna be really disappointing. Would be my guess. Except I say that and then I see it and I'll come buckets. But yeah. I mean, I do really wish I didn't mind the Leia fetch quest stuff. I did mind that Kenobi doesn't get so much of it. I liked how much we got of Vader, which was a nice surprise. I think they could have worked harder to make the writing not dog shit. You know?
It's hard to do that sometimes, you know? All right, boys. That's all from the episode, boys and girls. Time to read your comments. Time to read your comments from patreon.com/conversations, where you guys can write in to have your comments read out first before everyone else.
We love you the most, unless we're doing Patreon stuff, in which case it's back to the Findom stuff.
Exactly. Corporal Dingleberry writes in, he says, a bit of some weird writing choices, but like most of the show, I can very easily overlook it because of just how outstanding some specific scenes are. First of all, we get young Anakin and Obi-Wan training throughout the episode.
Especially old Anakin and young Obi-Wan, but...
Thank you. training throughout the episode because being used as a bit of a parallel.
Yeah.
And the man is so... Man, it's so nice to watch, especially having a more refined Hayden Christensen who has grown as an actor, being able to apply himself fully to that role. Great stuff. That's also a good side effect as well.
It was nice to see... It was great to see Hayden. I'm going to say, though, and I've always felt this, that Hayden was probably... was a lot better than we got to see. It was the directing and the writing. I'm not saying he was as good as he is now or fantastic or any of that, but that he got done dirty well. But it was cool to see him. Like, and my personal preference is I liked the haunting Obi-Wan. I liked seeing Hayden on that planet in the robes. Like, almost his ghost haunting Obi-Wan. I would have liked to see more of that, but this was a good second place. You know, it was cool. It was cool.
The Reva stuff again, I actually quite liked. I'm probably in the minority, but I enjoyed her throughout the show, and her fighting scene at the end was so fucking cool.
That was great.
I adore just how effortlessly he likes it as well. How effortlessly Vader is able to defend himself and literally throw Reva around like a doll.
Yeah.
It was so great. And obviously, the coolest part of the episode was Vader fucking stops a ship midair with Suchis, slams it to the ground, and literally rips the ship to pieces with one hand. How cool is that, man?
It was sick.
Like, when you think Star Wars, and you see that, you're like, ah. Oh.
Yeah. This is just visualizing the Vader that we all... You had to read between the lines to figure out that's who Vader was, and now we're getting to see it, which is very cool.
Overall, the show's overall, the show's still a bit weird in some places, but like I said, I forgive it if that because, in my opinion, it delivers so perfectly in areas that are so important, so I can forgive what the weird side stuff is.
There's a lot of weird side stuff, and I know the analogy. Vader, it's sort of like, you know, if you, like in Elden Ring, if you ended the entire game and then came back and fought Margit.
Yeah.
That's Vader, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she just doesn't stand a chance.
Gam's true gamer master writes into patreon.com/conversations, just like you guys can, and says, g'day, bros. This episode was amazing. To start, has anyone else noticed that the opening theme over the title card sounds a bit like Spider-Man PS4 theme?
No, I haven't noticed that. I
never noticed that myself. I'm going to go check that out. Just me? Yeah, I think it might be.
I think it might be.
I love the Obi-Wan and Anakin sparring flashback being used to show how the back and forth of the skill and cunning between both characters.
Is that the room where the younglings are? I feel like we've seen this room before. I feel like that's the room where the younglings gather.
Maybe.
I'm going to Google that scene.
Yeah, see. Vader with the more brute force method and Kenobi with the planning forward thinking moves and counter moves. I'm glad we finally got to see insight into Reva's motivations and why she hates Obi-Wan and is trying to so hard get close to Vader. She doesn't want to do evil things, but it's just necessary for the revenge that she seeks. I'm glad that we saw Anakin during Order 66. One more time, however brief. I'm glad we are seeing the flashbacks and their meanings in regards to Vader and Kenobi. Vader still feels like he needs to win in order to prove himself, while Kenobi is able to use discipline and cunning to defeat Vader/Anakin. I feel like in the next episode, you're supposed to hear, of Kenobi, Kenobi will outwit Vader in full honor duel, which will lend more weight to Vader's quote in A New Hope, for once, of once being the learner and now he's the master. Filling in that plot hole everyone seems to be angry at. Hey, we just want it to be consistent, okay? They made the first movie and they immediately came up with something that happened that they never showed. So, you know. Go on.
Is there still more?
There's still more.
Okay, cool. Okay.
General Kenobi slipping back into his leadership role was great. Obi-Wan showing his support and trust in Leia was nice. Because that's one point, actually.
Yes.
Like, if you trust me, you trust her.
Yeah.
why didn't Reva just open the door with her lightsaber from the start?
I mentioned this.
Because, yeah, she's playing for time. She's trying to wait for Vader to sort of get here.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. The battle was great, and Kenobi is back, baby. Cuts down the purge trooper like it was nothing.
Yeah, it was sick.
Talia's death was sad, but the loader droid was even sadder. Protected Tano one last time. That's cool. Jesus Christ, Vader pulling the ship out of the sky like it was nothing.
No.
Tearing it apart like a paper. Holy shit. I love that he knew Reva would turn on him. And he doesn't even have to ignite his own lightsaber to fight her.
It was so good.
The absolute disrespect. He destroys her because she is nothing to him. No challenge whatsoever. The return of the real Grand Inquisitor. I saw a mile off. We didn't.
Yeah,
saw in the
of course
first
we
episode.
Did, yeah.
So that's it. No, we're good. But great nonetheless. I reckon the next episode will have Kenobi board Vader's ship to distract him and let the rebels get away with Leia, delivering her back to Alderaan. Obi-Wan will defeat Vader by outsmarting him again and escape back to Tatooine. I think Reva will be waiting for him with Luke. She will fight Kenobi and ultimately die, keeping Vader's identity and Luke's location a secret. Those are my thoughts and predictions for this week's episode and next week, boys. Overall, I think this episode was the best yet, and I can't wait for the finale. Have a good one, lads.
Have a good one, bro.
Thank you so much for writing in.
Two things. One, about the flashback seeing Anakin in Order 66. I wish they would have done the yellow eyes. They didn't. I just noticed it, and it kind of bugged me. Because that was one of those big moments of, like, change for Anakin for us. Yeah. And two, I did find a picture of the younglings, and I think that might be the same room, but they've just moved the chairs.
Okay.
It kind of looks very similar to me. So
it could be similar architecture, just like bare rooms that look the same.
Yeah, that's probably true as well. But I'm gonna choose to headcanon that they've
this is where the younglings were slaughtered.
Right.
You can hear their screams if you listen.
What other room has so much significance to have this little jewel in?
Oh boy. Okay, let's head over to Discord. Yep.
That's the one. Hold on, I'm on the right page. BS Bro 1, aka Alpha Quilla, says this week on Things I Watched Instead of Kenobi, it's Smallville. Eddie never shuts up about it. And I can see why. It's a fantastic show, it's super bingeable, blah 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 blah. Somebody's name, blah blah.
Smallville. Top show, best show ever. Everyone go watch it. It's on our next movie cast. It's on our next streamcast.
It's only 10 episodes, 10 seasons, 22 episodes apart.
But if you take out the intro and the outro.
Right.
And
exactly.
And then you skip the recaps that are only actually at the
down to 37
finale.
Minutes an episode. It's hardly anything.
Nothing.
Dark Joe Computer Lad says, can't believe they just killed off Obi-Wan and introduced Cal Kestis as the new hero. Guess this means it's all taking place in a new timeline. A Disney timeline. Have any of you motherfrickers watched the frickin' show? Big Tone says, a lot of cool moments in the newest episode, most notably the flashbacks, but overall, I found it quite mid. I saw Reva's turn coming a mile away. I do feel like she turns very hard, very suddenly. I'm not really evil, I just want to get back at Vader, and I feel like we should have gone with no, I'm still evil, I just really want to kill Vader.
I bought that her plan all along was that anyway, but she was just acting as an Inquisitor this whole time. That's how I bought that. I don't know if I'm naive.
I mean, but like she
and it wasn't a turn because that was her plan. And she just got a better opportunity.
In the very first meeting we have of her, she throws a knife at a dude's face to see if a Jedi is there, and they don't actually know he's there.
Solid point.
They just think he's there. Yeah. So she cuts a lady's hand off, and you know, like I think she's definitely not in the grey. I think she's on the dark side.
Yeah.
But she just has a personal beef with these people, and she's not. There's like this Vader is going to end up turning back to the light, right? So I think we've established that anyone can turn back. Yeah. And what I chose to take from the Kenobi talk was that little girl that is scared and was done so dirty as a kid in Order 66 is still in there, but that to survive she has gone through all this trauma and done all these terrible things, that she's right now she's evil. It will depend. Next episode will depend, and I think they should keep her evil.
Yeah.
To make her, because otherwise they're going to make her flip floppy, and oh, she was really good the whole time. Well, how's that? Is that supposed to justify all the evil things she did? Just make her not good.
Yeah.
You know. And it's more of like a fight fire with fire, you know, Vader with another dark side person. Otherwise, I don't know. I think it would really devalue her whole thing if you go, she was really good the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway. He found it quite mid. I saw Reva's turn coming a mile away, and the Grand Inquisitor being back out of nowhere. The show's really struggled to keep me invested, which sucks, because a show about Obi fucking Wan should be able to keep my interest. It sadly has not. I'll leave off with this positive and say the flashbacks were dope. Yes, they were. And I hope to see a little bit more of that. Did you not think the Vader just cat and mousing Reva? I mean, it was like a tiger with a mouse. It wasn't even cat and mouse. It was ridiculous. I thought that was cool.
I'm going to read the next one here.
Hengeman
writes in, he says, I love how his name just changes all the time. And it's always something so cool. I don't remember that part of The Boys, but the dildo fight scene between Morbius and Homelander was sick. Especially when Mother Milk uses Black Noir's silent screamer on Homelander. Now for the Justice League review. I'm going to be honest, I don't even remember the third act, but that shows in my opinion just how brilliant it is. 10 out of 10, Phil. Thank you so much, brother.
Yeah.
BS Bro 3, Sean writes in, he says, is it Sean? Honest,
it's
isn't
car.
It? Oh, it's a car. Ah, you're all the same.
I mean, these aren't Patreon comments. We can barely tell you apart.
Exactly. Joy is honestly.
Doesn't help that there's five of you with the same freaking name.
Yeah, it doesn't help. Honestly, I'm dying here. I'm about to. My life's
We're going
to
do this. And
hello there, and welcome to Black Screen Bro Streamcast review of Kenobi. The last. I'm guessing this is another consciousness stream. Last episode was okay, but let's jump into this one. Holy shit, we got flashbacks of Jesus Christ Kenobi. He looks like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ Kenobi is back. Frick you, Vader cutting flashback short. Reva has to die, right? I thought Rebels had the first Grand Inquisitor, but it was set after this. Whose stuff is Obi-Wan routing through? It's not his, is it? More flashback, Pog.
He said Pog, ironically.
Pog, so... Reva's entrance reminds me of Moff Gideon from Mandalorian with all the troopers and the heavy guns. This show really embraces all the Star Wars. Is Leia about to vent?
Bit sus.
Because that's pretty sus. Frick, child murdering flashbacks. Always good. It's always welcome.
Of course.
Obi-Wan is such a badass. Fuck, they killed big yellow droid guy and the officer lady, but I didn't really care about her. Yes, more flashback. This is a long review, innit? Here it comes. Vader in action, maybe? It was a trap, a sham, a decoy. Bro, don't even need a lightsaber to fight this bitch. Never mind then. Oh, she dead. And Grand Inquisitor is still alive. Luke Skywalker is in danger. Bum, bum, bum. Overall, great episode, 10 out of 10, shaping up to be a great finale next week, and also Hayden is back, spectacular.
BS Road 2, this is T now, says, love the flashbacks and all, but that ending just confirmed that the leaks I saw are true, the final episode is going to suck ass, mostly kind of disappointing to be honest, and then doesn't say anything else after
nothing
that.
Else, there's an empty, there's a large empty space for something.
Yeah,
reason.
I don't know why he did that, it's weird. Yeah.
Antijuice says, last week I said that the episode was decent, but honestly, I take that back. But this episode was good. So good to see Vader easily beating Reva and pulling down that ship. The flashbacks were cool, but could have tried at least make them look a bit younger. Reva surviving was also a bit dumb. It seems like she was stabbed through the chest. It seems like a stab through the chest doesn't kill people, apart from Qui-Gon. That's a good fucking point. The one guy.
Yeah.
The one guy you want to survive doesn't die.
In fairness, he got stabbed up in the chest. Everybody else is getting stabbed in the guts. That's one difference.
Was it up in the chest?
I think
it was center.
It's like right here.
Yeah, pretty bad. And then afterwards, obviously, Darth Maul does like a... He pulls a lightsaber out and he flicks it. And it adds a little bit more damage when you do
That's right, yeah.
It's true.
Embarrassment. Emotional damage. Oh.
Emotional damage.
At this point, the show is pretty mid, so I'm just trying to have fun at this point. And this episode gave me that, at least. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. Cryptic says, Star Wars is mid. Obi mid, Kano mid. We need that Miss Marvel streamcast now. Iman Vellani Sweep. I guess that's her.
That's her name, yeah.
So apparently it's really good. No, yeah, I've heard it's good. I'm going to probably watch it with my chick once streamcast's over because we've got a lot of. I, like an idiot, after talking to Tyler the last time, you know, he mentioned we got talking about Suits and I realized she hasn't seen it. So we started watching Suits. And of course, you don't just start watching Suits. We're like three seasons in since then. So since what was that, then, like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something?
Fucking hell.
So,
you pulled an alpha.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I know, and the thing is, I know, because that's how I watched it the last time. Just all of it in one go.
The problem is that it's a female protagonist. We can't, they're never good.
It's true.
Like what
are you doing?
Miss Marvel.
That's right. Sorry, yeah. I was like, in Suits? No.
Exactly. We don't like, that's why we haven't watched it until on streamcast.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the same reason why we haven't done The Boys, because of Starlight. It's just
right, exactly. No one cares. No one wants to see it. Reese Not Reese says, episode 5 of Kenobi, because obviously...
You can't say episode 5.
If anybody says a bad word about Empire, you're gone. You're gone. Mm. Was fine. I had fun watching it, especially the flashbacks, and finally giving us Ewan Hayden content. Yeah, agreed. However, I did feel the flashbacks were a bit out of place and maybe would have been better in that initial duel between Obi-Wan and Vader or the back to tank scene. I do get why they what they were going for by showing us Anakin's impatience mirroring that with Vader also being impatient, but I feel like we should have seen more scenes with Obi-Wan and Anakin. Sorry, the mic is perfectly in the wrong place. Honestly, my opinion of the show has pulled a 180 since the last episode. I feel like Hayden's return was hyped up too much, either by Disney themselves or by the audience. I'm not sure, which led me to believe that the show would really focus on Obi-Wan and Anakin / Vader. Now that we're 5 episodes in and we've seen Hayden for all of 5 minutes, coupled with narrative focus all over the place, I'm just left a bit disappointed. Brav, we're nearly there.
I'm going.
Let's get his last ones out. Seriously?
It's so bad.
No.
I have to edit afterwards.
I think that's
How am
it.
I going to do this?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have that on you, so you're not going to be...
Thank you.
Not doing anything here. All of them.
I made a mistake. In MBS Bro, he says, seriously, look up Herogasm. I typed it into Google, but in my weird state, I wrote Hergasm.
Nice.
It's a female, advanced female libido enhancing drug.
Okay. Well, anyway, Reese, I agree with you about the narrative. I've enjoyed specific parts of this quite a lot, but overall, it's been a bit odd because it was touted as Kenobi and maybe a bit of Vader, and what we've actually ended up with is a bunch of other people, and also Kenobi's here. So I sort of feel you. I'm in both camps, weirdly. All right, boys, we're gonna wrap it because you're gonna actually die, and I don't feel like editing. So
I need to have a nap and then come back to edit this stuff. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. I promise to be better in the next one as well, and we can and it'll be the finale of Kenobi. Thank you guys.
Are
so
we having
much
Tyler back for that? I mean, I'm going to shoot him a message. I assume he wants to come to it. So
I don't care about Tyler. So
yeah, frick that guy.
It's like fuck Mario. Who cares about that?
Right, no one cares. These guys don't even know the show.
Exactly. All right, guys. Take care, everyone. Have a good one. Catch you in the next one. Yeah.
Later, boys.
Oh.
Just don't give me any of your plague.
I told you we shouldn't have kissed.
It's all the kissing.